Rabbi Dat Membei Zamed Aleph. Top line. Rufuna Archal Tlisa Rifte Bnei Tlata Tlata Bekarbo. Below Birech. Rufuna ate himself 13 loaves. According to Rashi, each one of these was a cake. So 13 cakes, each one of which was 3 to a kav, which is a heck of a lot of cake. Velo birech, and he did not make, according to some means of brocha, he didn't make a brocha chona. That was Rashi's approach to Pataba b'Kisnin. You make a mori refashons afterwards. According to others, it means velo birech, meaning he didn't say birkat hamazon. Omelet or not, and Rav Nachman said to him, Adi kaf, oh man, that's what I call hungry. But the bottom line is, even though maybe you aren't still ready yet to give up, in other words, you're still hungry, obviously, I mean, otherwise you should have made a brocha. The kosha acharim kovim alav seudat tzrich levorech. Other people would normally, normal people, would normally eat that amount to be koveya seudah on it, then that's considered to be a meal, and you should be saying Birkat HaMazon. Now the truth is, not all of the Rishonim agree to the way that I just did the Gemara, because according to this, Rav Nachman is asserting that the fact that Rav Huna was still hungry doesn't matter, because we should go according to the normal deos of people. And therefore, according to that, we would have a particular amount which is considered to be rov b'nei adam kovim seuda. Once you eat that amount, it doesn't really matter how you feel about it. And the opposite would also be true. If you eat less, maybe kover your seuda less, it also would not be enough because most people are not kover their seuda like that. However, not everyone agrees with that. Some learned that the din of kviyut seuda is indeed dependent on the individual. This is how he's feeling happy and everything is all right for him. According to this, Rav Nachman could be understood not as an exclamation, but rather as a statement, Adi Kafna. Now, you ate that to satisfy your hunger, and I assume at this point you're satisfied. And since that's the case, you should have, it doesn't mean Acherim, in other words, which is a very weak point, according to this, why does it say Acherim? But anyway, since it is a major day between the Rishonim and Brat LaHalacha, we'll have to worry about the Acherim. But in any event, what Rav Nachman is saying is that this is something that you should have benched on because you yourself were koveya seuda on it. But again, we'll talk about this in our review of Ezrat Hashem tomorrow. Rav Yehuda Abiyosik Le'Livrei Be'Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva. He was getting his son married to the daughter of Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva, and Aitel Kaveo Pata Babikisnin, they brought these cakes to the table. And everybody's eating the cakes over here at the Chosim's dish. So Kiata Shamina de Kamavarche Hamotzi. They bring it in, and he hears everybody saying Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz, I'm Danishes. He was shocked. Well, he says, well, what's this tzitzi jazz that I hear over here at the Gashamana? Well, I'm sure nobody would be saying Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz, of course. Amr Lein, as a matter of fact, that is what we're doing. Detanya Rabbi Mona Amr Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Pata Babi Kisnim Bevorchen Alavorchen Alamotzi V'Yomar Shmuel Alachak Rabbi Mona. Since Rabbi Mona paskened that you make an Hamotzi on Danishes, and Shmuel paskened that look is like Rabbi Mona, actually around here we all were making Hamotzi on the Danish. As a matter of fact, clearly it was Paskin not like Rebbe Muna. I said, but it was your psak. You said, the Omar Mishmeda Shmuel, Lachmaniot Ma'aravim Behem. You said you can use Lachmaniot. Lachmaniot were not what we call Lachmaniot, but were, according to some egg rolls, according to others, Mamish Danishes in the shape of a lechem. You use them for an era, probably croissant, according to those. It's a loose dough, others learn. It's a lot of discussion what precisely lachmaniot are, not that it matters here particularly, because it's a general question in Pata Baba Kisnin, because this would apply to any Pata Baba Kisnin. So you can use it for an Eruv now. For an Eruv, you have to use pot. So how could you be using it for an Eruv? And you say, Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. And he said, that's true. And that's nonetheless not a contradiction to what I just told you, that the halacha is like Rabbi Muna. Not like Rabbi Muna, because shiny hata, tikavas u'datayar leyu. That's because the Eruv by definition is kviyut su'uda. And that's what we're saying. I'm going to be kovei my su'uda on this. And that's how it works as an Eruv. But over here, you guys are just sitting down over here at the chosin station. This is not your kviyut su'uda. Why are you saying amotzi? Makes no sense. Hech de lo kavasu date alelo. Do you have any of your magic paper? There you go.
Ready?
Yes.
Just like the Spider-Man has difficulty entertaining why borscht would be the range of Arabic and Middle Eastern breads and etc. Like bring no resemblance to the European or the American English persona. And so many different ways of making it, so many different doughs. It's like a whole different thing.
Could you just compare that to borscht?
Yeah.
As in the soup, the liquid.
You would miss the sheer in Russia.
Rav Papa was at the house of Ravuna Beredu Natan and bought the Gamri Sudatayu. They had finished eating, and then all of a sudden they bring down new food to the table. Shoko Rav Papa, of course, Rav Papa was well known for his girth. And he figured, okay, well, let's just keep on eating. No problem. So, Shaka Rav Papa Vekacha. Amre Leis, everybody asked him, don't you agree with the generally accepted halacha? That if a person completed his su'udah, he is not allowed to begin eating again. Now, here, according to almost everyone, asur milechol doesn't only mean you cannot eat again unless you make another bracha. Because, I mean, then the assumption would be over here that the ikar is missing from the story and that he ate without making a bracha, which it doesn't say. But rather that asur milechol means that you are indeed prohibited to eat. It won't help to make a bracha. Because having completed your su'udah, you must say Birkat HaMazon. And therefore, if you intend to eat again, it won't help you to make another bracha and use Birkat HaMazon to patur it. You'll have to now say Birkat HaMazon and then go ahead and make another bracha. That obviously didn't do, because I mean, that's something that you have to say, not say. And it's in Tosfos, some hold that Tosfos believes that the meaning of the Gemara is just that we're taking for granted. The Gra actually understands this in Tosfos, that it simply means he didn't make another bracha. But the question is why? Why, according to as Rashi explains, or almost everyone explains it, why are you mechuyev to make a Birkat HaMazon? I mean, I can understand that. I was Mesiyah Dad. As Rashi says, okay, Mesiyah Dad, so make a new bracha. What is Mesiyah Dad have to do with the requirement for Birkat HaMazon? So let me say that there's a Rajba who says once the chiyuv Birkat HaMazon is chal on you, you're not allowed now to do anything else without fulfilling that chiyuv. So it's an issue of chiyuv. Others learn that when Rashi says hesach hadat, that doesn't quite fit in there, because it isn't the hesach hadat, it's rather the gemirut dat, the mivorech Birkat HaMazon, that's the issue. Not the hesach hadat milechol, which is the question of whether you should make another bracha. But the tour sort of tries to give an explanation of Rashi, but it's an open question.
So the case is exactly that he ate, but he didn't bench yet?
He hadn't benched yet, and he ate. He just continued eating.
But he should have presumably benched because he was satisfied.
Not that he was satisfied, but he was misyech tat from eating any longer. And now at this point he has to bench.
He thought he would be benching.
We're assuming he thought he would be benching, yeah. Amar lahu, so he said to them, no. It's not gamar asur milechol. It's salek asur milechol. That if they remove the food from the table, and there's no longer any bread left on the table, I mean, you certainly don't think a guy like me is giving up so fast, you know. So when they take it off, Tosus is bothered by this, take it off, and we bedafka leave it on. Why would they take it off? Things sure have changed. does suggest that maybe it's talking about Bismanam, where they had separate tables. So the only the Mevarech for the Rabbim would be the one who the bread was left on his table, because he's going to be doing the honors. But everyone else, indeed, the sign that the meal was over was that they cleared the table. So you should have a clear little serving tray to Benchon.
There's more times that they would remove the whole table top, so you said nothing like
no.
No? Salad tabla?
That's the serving trails. Rav of Rabbi Zera equal of Eresh Galuta. Rav of Rabbi Zera came once to us of Eresh Galuta, and there indeed they took away the table, the serving table, Lubasa the Saliku Takamikamayu. All of a sudden, they send out a ristin on Yiveresh Galuta. It's the people that were chashuv, we would send a portion, special portion of meat. Rava ate it without benching. Reb Zera did not eat it. He was kind enough to wait until Rava ate before he asked him. Nowadays, they would jump down your throat, wait a minute, don't put that in your mouth, friend. But he asked Rava, I'm going to sovel amar, saleik asumina chol. Omar lo, so Rava told Rabbi Zera, anana taka deresh galuta samchina. Because of the fact that we don't have our own da'at here at the table, it's not our table, we're sitting here thinking that whatever the Resh Galuta says is what goes. I mean, when he says to bench, that's when we'll bench. Whatever he has in mind to be sending us to eat, that's what we're going to eat. Therefore, it's not considered to be a Gemar Hasuda, despite the fact that they took away the table. From which Tosfos, again, it's amazing, all of these sukkahs of Gea Pesach, from which Tosfos draws a conclusion that if someone completed the Seder, forgot to eat the Afikoman, he didn't bench. They finished. I mean, oh my gosh, didn't eat the Afikoman. That's not called Sileket Hasuda, because he was Seimech. Aldata Shchina, so to speak. I mean, this Suda is a Suda that is defined from outside of me. If I forgot a piece of the Seder, then I should continue to eat, because it wasn't Aldata to me. There's an extra, there's a sack of the Shulchan Aruch, there seems to be a stira to that, which is if he drank the kos, Shaloba Hasivan. But he didn't have in mind to drink anymore. And now people tell him, listen, you're going to have to re-drink that kos. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, he has to make another broth. And they're all asking him, but what about from Tosu says Diak over here? Indeed, they're some are chaylik, the gross chaylik on him because of this. Well, others try to make a distinction between the...
What was the case of the drink?
He drank his last cup of wine.
Oh, I mean the fourth cup from the
second. Yeah, the fourth cup, and he then somebody mentioned to him, you know, you weren't leaning when you drank the cup. Drink it again. Does he have to make it with a broth?
So leaning is more important there than the actual drink.
You know, how you reach that conclusion, I really don't know.
Because he drank the cup, and you're saying he had to re-drink because he wasn't leaning.
I understand what I said, but I have no idea how that leads to your conclusion. That's an odd conclusion. I don't think that most people think it that way. But it could be that there's another system of logic. But there are alternative systems.
There are alternative universes. I know that probably came from one, but other than that.
Omar Rav, Haragil B'Shemen, now people who are used to using a finger dip, and they used an oily kind of finger dip, then until he dips his fingers, he's still in the meal. So the shemen ma'akvo, the shemen keeps him down there, so to speak, and he's part of his meal, and then even there, it's not for the purposes of mind muscle, it's for the purposes of freshening your fingers.
So a similar idea, though, is
the place of.
You've never seen fingertips?
So it's like that little lemon cloth that you made.
That type of thing, yeah.
Rose water.
Mm-hmm.
It's not oil.
It would be similar to us, that would not mind my chronic.
Correct. Yeah, each according to their own. Umar Vashikya, Vinabe Rev Kahana, When we were by Rav Kahane, he said, people like us, regilim b'mashka, mashka m'akvah. Actually, the shemen keeps us at the Suda. And the truth is, none of these things are true. The big thing in life is mayim achronim. There's three things where one thing has to be immediately next to the next, to the part that comes after. Take if l'smicha shchita, you have to do shchita immediately after doing smicha. Take if l'gu'ula tefila, and take if l'netilat yadayim beracha. So if you wash netilat yadayim from mayim acharonim, then you're no longer allowed to interrupt and eat anything else. You have to bake Birkat HaMazon. Omar Abaye. Me. You want to just stand up in the middle of the room and we'll fight it out? The truth is, there is a Yerushalmi that is Mashma as our president, but clearly the Sugya that's talking about Mayim Rishonim. But being as the Gemara over here is talking about the Sofa Su'uda, and at what point it's considered to be Gemara Su'uda, it's quite clear from the Babli that we're talking about Mayim Acharonim, correct? Yes, but what can you do?
What about on top of this?
Things don't always work out the way we like.
What about when the Chassam was seeing everybody saying everyone said a bracha?
It was the Shver, not the Chatan.
Okay, so but he saw everyone
saying a bracha. He's obviously a tough man. He's got to be a Shver.
Didn't he see them doing a Tzilat Yadayim first, or they didn't have to do a Tzilat Yadayim?
Netilat Yadayim. You're talking about Netilat Yadayim before eating? Does this have something to do with what we're talking about here? I think between the two of you, I'm going to lose my mind.
But everyone's saying that Rami didn't see him washing their hands first, or they
didn't wash it. I can do it all by myself.
You can? I think they're in cahoots.
Very well.
It's an obvious question. You guys say you brought up a floor without washing it.
No, it's possible.
First? Okay.
No, we haven't yet established what the din is the government to let you die for Pata Baba Kisner. Om Rabbaya, Af Anu Nomar, I can add. And I would say, take if the Tamidei Chachamim Bracha. Another thing is, as soon as you get involved with the Talmud Chacham, your Makarev, or your Kavim in your home, and so on, it brings a bracha to you. Shalem Rabbaya Varchani Hashem, Bigla Lecha. When Lavan didn't want to let Yaakov Avinu go, he says, I recognize. And as Rashi points out there in the Parsha, as soon as before Yaakov Avinu was there, he had to send his daughters out to do the shepherding. Now all of a sudden he's got all these sons. Must be that it came to the brother, came to Biglal Yaakov. Yibayit Eimami HaKashem HaVayavarech Hashem Et Beit HaMitzri Biglal Yosef. So the contact with Yosef HaTzadik was sufficient. Is sufficient to bring a bracha to the Beit HaMitzri.
Look, the Heilige Mishnah.
Birech al hayayin shelifnei hamazon, patarat hayayin shelachar hamazon. Question is this. They used to, and of course many places it's still the minhag, before it's time to eat, they're going around and passing out drinks. Well, it's very common. You take a yayin, champagne, and you drink, make a bracha on the yayin, sit down and you eat. And then after you finish eating, they're bringing out wine again. And everybody's drinking the wine. You interrupted by eating a whole meal. Can you now be sumach on the Birkat HaYayin that you made when they were passing out the champagne? Or is that considered to be a hafzik? Says the Mishnah, having made a bracha on the champagne before the meal, even though you've been sitting here at the table for a couple of hours and schmoozing and so on, they bring out the wine again. You can, without wine, you can bring out the wine again, you can drink it without a bracha. Bireich al haparperet shelifnei hamazon. The same thing is true if they were giving out little hors d'oeuvres and so on before the meal. And now you finished eating. Patarat haparperet shelachar hamazon. You can eat now what they bring out for dessert and so on. And once again, you don't have to make a bracha. Birech al hapat patarat haparperet, al haparperet lo patarat hapat. Now, Tosus is concerned with this, because the way Rashi is learning that the union of the parperet is that we're talking about little kinds of dips. So you have the little chicken dip or a fish dip or so on. And, you know, they give out with toothpicks and so on before. Why in the world would I even have a havamina that you could potter a parperet? I mean, a pot with a parperet. That doesn't make any sense. So he understands that what we're talking about over here is that these things are brought out together with a soaked kind of bread, pots, tnuma, that we had before, which is wettish, so it's all steamed together and so on. And there the question is, since now it's lost its strata pot, so you might think that it no longer has the chashivut of pure pot, that you could actually pot it with the parperot. That you can't. The way Rashi is learning that it's dips and it's separate. It's separate. It's toothpick things as opposed to real hors d'oeuvres. Says it doesn't even make sense. Why would the Mishnah have to say it?
Little hot dogs in blankets, sort of thing.
Well, I mean, there's no pot. But it's that type of thing. There's no havamina that a blanket. Yeah, but there's no havamina that a blanket is pot. But over here, you know. Beit Shammai Omrim. Af lo ma'ase kederan. That's not clear what Beit Shammai is saying. And the Gemara is going to ask exactly what part of the Mishnah was he referring to when he said, and not ma'ase kederan. In other words, you can't potter the cereal. Hayu yoshvim kol achad mevorech la'atzmo. If you were just sitting, now this is in contrast to today, we don't have just sitting, that's all that we do. But in those days, they used to have also the Roman couches. And so just sitting was a sign basically of a casual gathering rather than a formal gathering. And it would not be koveya, everybody together for a seuda. And therefore, if you're just sitting around, kol achad mevarech latzmo, everybody makes his own bracha. And we'll see, we're talking about both bracha rishona and bracha achrona. Because there's no kliyut together. Whereas a sefu, if you're lying down, then echad mevarech lekulam. Balahem yayin betoch hamazon. In the middle of eating, they bring wine to the table. You should not have one person be mevarech, even if they were mesef. Kol echad v'echad mevarech latzmo. We'll see, this is simply because of the problem of people being in the middle of eating and having to answer and not doing things that are dangerous in the Seudah. Yeah, this has not really been in brachot qua brachot. Achar Amazon, if they've already finished eating, so then echad mevarech lekulam. You would have one person making the bracha for everybody. The same individual now who completed the bracha, and he said the bracha on the yayin, which was brought now after the Seudah, hu omer halav al hamugmar. They used to have a minhag that after the meal they would bring incense to the table and they would smell the mugmar and you would make a bracha on the mugmar. Even though that was done after Birkat HaMazon and therefore it's clearly not part of the actual Tzorchei HaSeudah, and you would think that it has nothing to do with who did the honors in the Seudah. There's a different question over here, which is someone who was matzchil b'mitzvah. He was the one who started doing the mitzvahs of the brachot, and he completed the seudah with brachot. He should be honored with making the bracha for everyone on the besamim after the seudah. Omer Rabba Bar Bachana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shanu Ela B'Shabbatot V'Yamim Tovim. Where do we say that a person who made a bracha on wine before the seudah is considered to still have in mind that he's going to be drinking again? And therefore, if wine is brought to him, even Le'achar Seudah, he should not make another bracha. It's not a normal meal. That's on Shabbat, on Yom Tov, we're over there. Hoyil v'adam koveh seudah tola yayin. So then he doesn't assume that having had his first cup of champagne before the meal, that he's not going to have more to drink. He assumes he'll have more to drink. And therefore, he's not called nimlach. Nimlach means that I've now suddenly changed my mind, and I've decided to do something. I make a new determination. Rather, it's his default position, is that he's going to be having more wine. During the normal year, a regular seudah, He doesn't splurge on wine to have wine betoch and ma'afrasada. It banam yom rabba bar mor yom rabbi Yeshua ben Levi lo shana v'lo b'shabbatot v'yamim tovim or b'sha'ah shadam yotzei mibeit ha'merchatz or b'sha'at hakazat dam. I mean, there are times when people feel they need to have a stiff shot, you know.
No.
It just came out of the bathhouse, you're really feeling, you know, very weak from all of that heat and steam and massage and so on. I mean, you have to pamper yourself to get back into shape a bit. So over there, you're going to have some wine and you'll have more wine and so on. Or, I mean, if you just gave some blood to Magen David Adom, and you know, you need to pamper yourself first. They give you the free Ben and Jerry's, and then the they used to. No, that's not the special offer. You have to go to the AACI.
It's the only time I have
Chopin's
now.
Perfect. I didn't know that. I love Chopin anymore.
Amen.
And so,
of course, if they bring him another,
and he decides to drink. You're going back now?
Yeah,
a little
even
bit?
Though...
We didn't finish, we didn't get up to the Kokos for Kos again yet. Aval b'shar yamot ha-shana, we're doing, getting there again. Mevorech al kol Kos for Kos. Now you can have. There you go.
Yeah, does that mean that he has two or three cups of wine after the meal? He has to make a bracha on each cup of wine?
Yeah. Because he wasn't planning on drinking. Because it's not normal. It'd be the same thing with anything that you ate and assumed you're not going to eat any more of. If you decide to take more.
Didn't make a bracha.
I mean, I don't know if that's shrimp potato chips. Generally, we say, you know, when you can't stop.
You can't eat just one, right?
Or certainly Rolos. I mean, we know that you can't eat one Rolo.
If you didn't make a bracha, in between, you didn't make a bracha acharona between the.
Even so. Even so. Once he's masalik his daf, he's no longer allowed to drink. That's something else. That's another issue which we'll discuss together with the Birkat HaMazon problem and the Don Amud Alav. Same issue. So whether you can you make another bracha rishona when you were mitchayev in a bracha?
I'm getting ahead of myself. Rebbe will stop me. But when the Mishnah spoke about if they were just yoshei,
right?
Does that preclude them from being able to be mazame together as well, or they are eating together? It's just different style of eating.
Achad mevarech l'kulam is zimun ala achar asuda. So that when one is mezame, one says it for everybody else.
Didn't he say the Yoshvin to do it separately?
Yes, that's what he was asking.
And therefore Yoshvin is?
Not considered to be kfiutzad, in their terms, not in our terms.
And therefore Yoshvin...
It's like in our terms, standing up and eating at a counter. Mm-hmm. Their yeshiva would be standing up and eating.
They would bench separately.
That's right. Unless, as we'll see later, they could be koveya if they determined to be koveya that way. So in other words, you don't need hasava, but hasava is itself a sign of kviut. There may be other signs of kviut. Rabba Bar Mori equal of a rova bechol. Now Rabba Bar Mori came to Rava's house, and it was during the week. It wasn't a particular time. And Chazi the Baruch Lifnei Hamazon, and he made a bracha on wine before the meal, and then when they brought more wine, Hada Baruch Liachar Hamazon. Omar Lehi said to him, "That's Yasher, beautiful." That's how Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that we should act and assume that it's not our derech to drink more wine. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef came to Abaya's house.
Hamazon means before he made a moitzi.
Yeah.
What is Achar Hamazon? After he bench Bechad Hamazon?
No.
In the middle of the meal?
No.
Right before he's about to bench.
After Bechad Hamazon? After taking the Su'udah, after finishing the Su'udah, they had a minhag to drink wine. That's so unusual. Today it's also not that rare. Now, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, on the other hand, came to Abaye on Yontif, and he was shocked to see that Abaye was making a bracha every single time they brought him a kos. Don't you hold of what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, that if we were talking about a type of a se'uda, that you do have one after the other, you only make one bracha? Or Malay Nimlach Ana. That's not the way I do things. Usually I don't have so much wine. But today I decided to take another cup. But each time I decide anew. And therefore, I had to make a brach on each one. Iboil, bolem yain betoch hamazon. Now, let me ask you something. All of this was talking about where before you started eating, you had champagne. And now, after you ended eating, they bring you more champagne. How about if in the middle of the meal, you didn't have any champagne before the meal. Now in the middle of the meal, all of a sudden they bring in the wine. You're going to make a bracha, obviously, which says in the Mishnah, everybody makes his own bracha. But will that bracha also pater the wine after the meal? So you'll say, what do you mean? Obviously, if a bracha before the meal paters a bracha after the meal, kol shekein a bracha during the meal should pater after the meal, but it's not really true. Because if you think about it, the bracha before the meal on the wine that's brought before the meal is similar to the wine that's brought after the meal. They are both formal drinking, where I'm interested in the wine. Where I make a bracha on wine during the meal, I'm not really making a bracha on formal drinking, because the wine in the middle of a meal does not have that same chashivut, right? Because it's part of my eating, so it no longer is a bracha on the level of the bracha on the wine by itself. Interesting idea. We know that's a yayin shebetoch ha-suda, eino mishaker. That's a bad sign when it comes to wine.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's clearly a different relationship that you have to the wine. Maybe you have a different relationship to the bracha as well. My question, and he articulates the question, do we say, Im timtzi lomar, yirech al hayayin shelifnei hamazon, poteret hayayin shel ha'achar hamazon, perhaps that makes sense because both are for the same purpose. Ze lishtot v'ze lishtot. Aval ochet ze lishtot v'ze lishrot. I mean, over here, two different purposes. The wine that's coming in the middle of the meal is basically part of your digestion, it's part of your eating, you're mixing your food with liquids. So it's expensive liquid, but it's essentially glorified Coke. So therefore, maybe the bracha will not help you for the other kind of wine. Odil maloshnar, maybe, what's the difference? Since the bracha is the same bracha, who cares what the kavanah is? Rav amar poter, Rav Kahana omer eno poter. We have the same machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshet. Rav Nachman omer poter, Rav Sheshet omer eno poter. Which introduces a whole new idea in bracha, which is not simply the hanah of the thing, but it's the type of hanah that you're deriving from the thing, and maybe itself different. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda v'chol talmidei de Rav Amrei eino poter. So Rava asked Rav Nachman, who said poter, Balayam yain betocha mazon kol echad v'echad mevorech la'atzmo, says our Mishnah, and then continues to say la'achar mazon. Now Rava assumed that was all one case. So as they were sitting around, they brought the wine in the middle of the meal, everybody made a bracha, and now at the same meal, when they bring wine after the meal, it says one person makes the bracha for everybody. So apparently you need to make a bracha again. That's what it seems quite clear from the Mishnah. So how do you, Rav Nachman, say poter? Amale, how's he coming? That's not all one case. Those are two alternative cases. Im lo balahem yain betoch hamazon. The second case is, but if the wine wasn't brought in the middle of the meal, but instead ela leachar hamazon, there echad mevarech lekulam. But ein achinami, in a case where the wine was brought betoch haseuda, there would be no bracha on the wine leachar haseuda. Birech ala pat patarat haparperet. Ala parperet lo patarat apat, Beit Shammai omrim af lo ma'ase kedera. Now, what was Beit Shammai referring to?
Rabbi, can I ask a question?
Sure.
If before the meal, when everybody's gathering at the thing and everybody's making their own bracha, how can one person make a bracha later on the wine that would cover each of them, since they all started the wine separately, and they were all, it wasn't any sort of joint union for the wine? They were all getting it.
You are trying, aren't you? You're trying, and I will try very hard not to be driven mad. No? I will retain my sanity. I will retain my sanity. It's not the case. There's no such case. the case that you just mentioned does not exist anywhere, cannot exist in this universe. Because once you made the bracha b'lifnei hamazon, you don't make a bracha after hamazon.
Maybe you mean during the meal, first bracha.
I said during the meal.
No, he said first of
all. First, you're talking about the eighth of it.
The Hamamin and the eighth.
He was talking about the champagne party.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And there ain't no such case.
Change of question to Jew.
But then they had champagne again after the meal.
That's right. And therefore they did not make a bracha.
So one person made a bracha.
Nobody made a bracha.
Who made the after bracha? All the time nobody made an after bracha?
Nope. Nobody made an after bracha.
After and after benching?
Nope. Before benching.
And I'm saying after benching.
After benching is a whole new ballgame.
No, we didn't talk about that yet.
Nope.
Whole different maybe.
All right. Ibai lo. Beit Shammai. Aresha plige odilma asefa. What did Beit Shammai... Scott's getting mad at me, you know. He doesn't like my humor.
he doesn't like you combining with me. That's
no. He doesn't like my mistreating him the way I mistreat you. That's the point. I don't have this long 30-year history of mistreating.
That's right. It takes a long time to get a skin for that.
Scott, welcome to the club. Welcome to the club.
I'm looking forward to exploration. Okay.
So, the question is, what was Beit Shammai referring to? Was Beit Shammai referring back to the Reisha, or was he referring now to the last piece? In other words, the question is like this. Was he saying, Dilma Seifa, please? You know, the Tanakhama comes along and says, Birecha lapat patara tapartara. And the assumption is, if it's poteret parperet, and the parperet is really not part of the seuda itself, it's sort of just like to put a sweet end to it, you know, like a little thing that you eat after the meal. So then, kol shekein, the pot would be pottering the maasek deira, where you're bringing, let's say, a kugel or something in the middle of the meal. And over there, what are you going to say? You make a separate broth on the kugel? I mean, that's definitely coming as part of the seudah to fill you up and so on. So he's saying, look, if the Tanakhama holds that you potter the pot, kol shekein, you potter the maaseh kedera, and Beit Shammai comes along to say, not even the maaseh, and that is lo mi boi parperet to lo potter lulu pot. You're wrong all the way. I disagree with you in the extreme. Not only would the parperet not be potted by the pot, ela filo maasek deira, which is part of the meal. If you're going to eat a kugel, you're going to have to go make a broch on a kugel. You have a cereal kind of thing. You'll have to make a separate broch on that. And it would not potter. That's one way of understanding Beit Shammai. Oh, dil maasek aplig. Maybe he's just arguing now on the last part, where the Tanakhama said, "Birecha la parperet lo patar et hapat." That's mashma that the brocha is not enough here to patar the pot, which is that implies only the pot. Patar the lo patar. The Tanakhama implies, however, that maaseh kedera it would patar. In other words, if I'm going to be making now a brocha on some sweet things that come afterwards, you know, my Danish table, and go back, and I can eat some kugel. And indeed, why not? The way we would look at it. Comes along Beit Shammai to say, oh, to Beit Shammai Lamema, no, it's not true. Not only does it not potter the pot, it even doesn't potter a maaseh kedera, nami lo pata. So which one is meant by Beit Shammai? Take it. Not clear.
Prepared is when? Before the meal? Before Amatzi, or...
No, we're talking about some nice desserts here that are coming here to sort of be mimate the afila.
So why should Bokeret potter the pot?
That's what Tosfos tainted on Rashi, if you recall, and his answer was that he disagrees with the definition of what the parperet is. So he's talking about where it's brought as an hors d'oeuvre. Mm-hmm. Type of thing.
Who's talking?
Tosfos.
Oh.
Not Rashi?
No, Rashi learns it's talking about fingertips and things like that.
Before the meal.
The Dagim and...
Either way, it says, prepared lift the Amazon, prepared lach Amazon. The two cases that we had was wine before and after, and prepared before and after. Apparently they had, as we do, we have hors d'oeuvres before the meals, and then after you finish your meal, they bring out like desserts and things. They have a Viennese table.
Maybe by fingertips means finger foods?
Did I say fingertips?
Yes,
I don't. I wouldn't want to eat fingertips. Yes, I meant finger foods.
Okay.
Thank you. Sometimes your universe belongs here.
Occasionally,
we thought he meant fingertips.
You go, Shvim. Kol echad v'echad. If they were sitting, that's considered to be the equivalent of standing around a counter in their terms. But only if they're massive at that point, the hasavah creates now a relationship for brachot. So are you claiming then that hasevu in that lo yisevu lo? That any time that people are not actually each one lying down on his fancy couch and so on, that you wouldn't be able to make a bracha for one for the others? V'aminu, hasarash ayu ochim baderech, af api shekulam ochlim mikikar achad, kol achad v'achad mevarech la'atzmo. It's 10 people that are walking along the road. Walking along the road, even though they may be sharing the same loaf of bread, and they're cutting off pieces. But over there, they have no kviut. Since they have no kviut, then you have everybody making his own separate bracha. But yashvu lechol, if they stop the walk and they sit down under a tree to eat, there, even though everyone brought his own separate sandwiches, echad mevarech lekulam, there the kviut is what makes it a single suuda, even though they're eating from separate things. And here it says yashvu, it doesn't say they brought along their little portable couches and lie down under an apple tree. And it just says they sat down and they had a picnic.
Since we compare people eating while they're walking to dogs, dogs have to bless? I mean, you're eating.
Probably.
Well,
Omer of Nachum.
What kind of question?
Omer of Nachum by Yitzchak.
How are they doing this?
Are
these supposed to be done there? I mean, are they eating pas while walking?
If you were being chased by an alien spaceship, you would eat pas when you were walking too. Let me.
I'd be running.
I've never seen 10 That's what they were walking and referring
to. Omer of Nachum by Yitzchak. The case is kagon de amri nezel v'nechol lachma b'duch plam. Let us all sit down and have a sandwich in such and such a location. So that itself, the plan, that's why it's a duf plan, the plan itself creates hasova. Kinoch nafshe, the Rav, after Rav had died, and the Talmidim had followed now, they had brought Rav's bier to a different town, Ozlu Talmidav Batre, so they had followed the funeral procession all the way to this other town. Kihadre, on the way back, Amre Nezo Venechol Lachma Anahardak. Let us, you know, have a little time together. We'll sit down and we'll eat on the banks of the river Dak. Bata de Karche Yatvim. After they had sat, they'd been korech together, and they sat down, the komi boiro, all of a sudden, they asked, hey, wait a minute, what do we do now? Tosfos says, what do you mean, what do you do now? What did you do when you made your bracha rishayna? What do you mean, after you ate? Why did you not have the problem before? Because we have the same issue, l'chor raised, in the both bracha rishayna and achrona, which is the mashma'ut of the way, at least Tosfos was mafarish for the Mishnah. It's talking about after the bracha rishayna. Both Birkat HaMotzi and Birkat HaMazon. So it does suggest that maybe the point over here is they had been koveya to eat on the riverbanks, but they hadn't been walking together and sitting together as a group. So each person, as he came and sat down at the riverbank, made his bracha. But now they were all together, and they were all eating, and the question was, for the first time, what do we do about benching? When the Mishnah says Hesevu, that dafka, in other words, you can only have this hasava if it's literally you're lying down, I mean, which clearly is not what we're doing. Is it dafka tanan? Aber yashvu lo, just sitting is not enough. Or since we did say, after all, let us all come and gather together in such and such a place, and that's where we'll eat, then that's the equivalent of a kviyut su'uda, and that's the full hasava, even though we're not actually in a physical state of hasava. Lo aviyadai, viyadai, nobody knew what the halacha was. Kam Rav Arba bar Abba. So Rav Arba bar Abba was one of the talmidim of Rav, stood up, Hader kare liakore, he had torn his clothing at the funeral of Rav, was his rebbe. He turned his clothing around so that in front there was no longer a kriya, and he did kriya again. V'kara kriya achrina. Oma nach nafshe de Rav birkas mezona lo gamrina. Rav has died and we haven't learned how to say birkat mezon yet. We haven't even begun to learn what we need to learn. They were miserable. Adi Ata Husava, until that famous magical gentleman showed up again.
He was at the river down.
And Ramale Matnitana writes, and he pointed out the same question that we just asked. It says in the Mishnah Sefer. And the Braita, it says, Asarasha Oyoholchim Baderach. So how do you explain the fact that the only difference over there is Yeshiva versus Alicha, and the Mishnah says Asava? And he pointed out to them, you see, the only explanation is Rishamilahu. Kivan the Amri Nezo Venefu Lakba Batuf Plan Kasab Adami. And once they realized that, they knew what they had to do about the Katamazon.
The Mazuman
Yeah, Beke Mazuman means that one person says the bracha for everybody else, not like we do.